Waking up on the passenger seat of your car, I look around, feeling a bit groggy and disoriented. What? Oh, we're here already. I thought you said it would take hours to arrive. I look down and see your hand still on my thigh. As I become more awake, I flash back to several hours ago and give you a sly grin. I ask you, although I already know the answer, did your hand ever stop touching my leg? Yes, you said dryly from behind the steering wheel, when I let it roam up to your tits. I suppose that orgasm you gave me on the way here knocked me right out. You confirmed that it did. You said that within moments of our backseat session, that I promptly fell asleep. As you guide the car through the gates of the resort, we can't help but grin to each other. Darling, this was a wonderful idea, coming here during the off-season. I was immediately enchanted by the resort's grounds. While you steered our way up the driveway, I look out the window and at the tennis courts and croquet courts, sculptured topiary gardens, beautiful walking paths and koi ponds. Then we turn the corner and practically gasp when we see the hotel building. Underneath the slate-roofed turrets and cupolas is an impressively tall granite structure, built overlooking the sea. We later learn that it was constructed in the Gilded Age for a railroad tycoon and was turned into a 5-star resort 8 decades ago. The windshield wipers clear the drizzle off the glass of our car as we near the valet. Looking closer at the fine details of the posh surroundings, I start to feel a little out of place. Surely, the valets are accustomed to parking luxury brand cars and serving the type of people who drive them. Moreover, I'm pretty sure the backseat of our car still smells like sex. You must sense my unease because you gently take my hand in yours and bring it to your lips for a sweet little kiss. You have no idea how that little gesture gave me comfort and made me feel secure. Seeing the way you interacted with the valet made me proud that you are mine. You greeted him with a warm smile, respect, and charm. By the time he loaded our bags onto his cart and guided us into the lobby, my apprehensions were practically gone. Another wave of warmth washed over me as we stood at the registration desk. You put your hand on the small of my back and never once took it away. That simple little act told the world that I am yours, and it made me glad that you are all mine. After checking in, we went directly to our room. Our home away from home for the next several days. After opening the door and walking in, we explore, both of us grinning from ear to ear. I immediately check out the bathtub and the assortments of soaps, bath bombs and lotions. I let out a happy sigh, already dreaming of long sudsy soaks both alone and with you. I find you standing at the window, looking out into the distance. The radiator clinks as it spreads warmth in our room. The wool carpet is soft under our feet. At your side, with your arm around me and my head on your shoulder, we admire the scenery. Outside, it's gloomy. The cold rain is falling harder now, and we hear it pelting against the leaded glass windows. Through the rain-streaked window, we see dozens of seagulls huddled together, seeking shelter on the slate roof on the opposite wing of the hotel. Past that, we see hints of the village. The coffee shops, bookstores, restaurants, and cobblestone streets. Then, there's the ocean. Grey, rough, swelling with white caps. I packed my wetsuit with hopes of getting some open water swimming done before we leave, but today is definitely not a day for swimming. Faint, distant sounds echo down the hallway as the staff prepares the dining room for evening dinner service. There are few other guests at the hotel this time of year. Most of them are at the bar enjoying an early cocktail. Not us. I pull the cord on the drapes, closing them completely. The already cosy room darkens, lit only by the golden glow of the stained glass lamps on the bedside tables. You know what that means. No, this is not the time for a swim or a drink at the bar. It's time to get into bed. It's time for you It's time for me. It's time to fuck. I think back to how well you treated me in the back seat of your car earlier in the day. How you used your lips, your tongue, your fingers, and that sexy mind of yours to give me a fantastically orgasmic climax. Oh, how you made me feel like a woman. And now, I want to return the favor. I turn and face you. Looking up into your eyes, I see you smiling back at me. You put your hands on my hips and pull me closer. I step forward, pressing our bodies together. And I run my hand up and underneath the back of your shirt. Mm-hmm. Our eyes slowly close. Our heads tilt. Our lips meet. No matter how many times we kiss, it always feels new and exciting to me. Any stress my body had been feeling has quickly gone away. Our tongues slide and dance, and I feel that warmth spread through my body. My breathing grows deeper. My breasts heave and my hips squirm. And I know the effect I have on you. That effect I have always had on you. Within moments, I feel your cock swell inside your blue jeans and press against my tummy. Now, your hands are up the back of my jumper, and I feel you reaching for the clasp of my bra. I think to myself, come on, big fella, you can do it, just like I taught you. Just place your index finger underneath, pinch it together, and snap your fingers. That's it. As your hands work their magic and release my tits from the confines of the bra, I look up at you and smile softly as I take a step back. I lift my sweater over my head, taking my bra with it. I toss them both on the blanket chest at the foot of the bed, and I see it. I see that wonderfully dopey, boyish grin you get every time you see my breasts. Smiling back, I lower my zipper, unbutton my jeans, and let them fall to the floor. In one motion, I step out of them and towards you, now nude except for my underwear. I wrap my arms around you for another long kiss. Feeling your shaft practically screaming for attention, I start to give you what it wants. In a ballroom dance-like motion, I pivot you and we sway towards a comfortable armchair in the corner of the room. Sit, I say softly. Kneeling in front of you, I take off your loafers and socks. I run my hand up and down inside the leg of your pants, using my fingernails. I seductively scratch the skin of your calf along the way, clawing at your flesh. Looking up, we make eye contact as your hand starts to slowly caress your bulge, your cock outside of your jeans. I lean forward with my tits out and a smile on my face. My hand joins yours and I start to caress it with you. Then, I take control and unbutton your pants and lower your zipper. You raise your hips and I help you slide out of your pants. Fuck. I say slowly as I admire that cock as it presses against your boxers. As an added bonus, I can see the wet spot on them where your pre-cum has already started to flow. I love how much I turn you on, I whisper to you softly. I don't even bother taking your boxers off. Quickly sliding my hand up your leg, I grab you by the base of your cock. I tilt it upwards and poke it out the fly of your underwear. It's exposed now, its tip glistening with pre-cum. And it's mine for the taking. Maintaining eye contact with you, I kneel tall, giving you a good look at my tits. Then, slowly, I lean forward and start licking along the head and down your shaft. At the end of your hard, fully erect cock is the tip, shimmering with a combination of my spit and your pre-cum. I can't resist opening my mouth, showing you my tongue and giving myself slaps and taps with that glistening cockhead. As I prepare to take you fully into my mouth, I see your hands reach for my hair. You gently push loose strands back and tuck them behind my ears. Then you take the bulk of my mane and hold it up, creating not only a ponytail, but a clean line of vision from your eyes to my lips. You almost roll your eyes back when you see my lips part and the head of your cock disappears into my mouth. Slowly, I work my mouth up and down, licking and sucking as I go. Your hands never let go of my hair, even as I feel the pre-cum get thicker and your dick get harder and harder. Fuck, baby, I hear you moan. It feels so good in your mouth. I hum along with you. You have a great cock. It is perfectly sized for me, and it always seems to get hard whenever I want it. And right now, it feels as hard as it has ever been. Almost impossibly hard. As I blow you slowly, practicing the art of fellatio, I reach down with my free hand and touch myself. I crave it. I crave your cock. I hear your breathing get deeper and deeper. I feel my pussy get wetter and wetter, and I play with my clit faster and faster. As much as I love giving you this pleasure, I need more. I stop sucking you and again kneel tall. You let go of my hair as we look each other in the eyes. Pleadingly, I say, I really want your cock inside of me. I don't care how or where, but I need it. I need it inside of me. You smile at me and ask, how can someone so sweet, beautiful and innocent looking love cock so much? Flustered and impatiently, I say, now, I want it in me now, raising my plea to nearly a demand. You help me to my feet and start leading me backwards to the bed, kissing me along the way. My cunt feels so empty, I'm almost hangry that we're not fucking already, and you can tell. Now you take control. Breaking away from the kiss, you grab the bedding, throwing the comforter, duvet and blankets to the floor. Then you spin me around. Before I even know what's happening, you've got me bent over the mattress. Again, you take my hair in your hand, but not nearly as gently this time. You've grabbed it, close to the scalp, and use your power to push my face sideways down onto the mattress. Behind me, I hear you say firmly, baby, if you tell me you want my cock in you, using that tone of voice. You slide your foot between mine, pushing each of them to the side, spreading my legs wider apart. Then my cock is what you're going to get. Then I feel it. I feel the tip of your cock and your hard shaft exploring the fleshy, sensitive area of my upper inner thighs. I dare not move. With my face pinned on the soft bed, all I can do is grab fistfuls of sheets and await your next move. I feel them first. Cock slaps, your hardness thwacking against my bare bottom. Feeling them is sexy enough, but the sounds. I just love the sounds they make. Then, the heat of your cock's head is at my folds and you lean over, kissing my earlobe and say softly, are you ready, sweetheart? Yes, darling. The words are barely out of my mouth when I feel you push into me, slowly at first, stretching me wider, inching deeper. I inhale sharply and squeeze the sheets even tighter. Again, you check in on me. Are you okay? Fuck me, I reply. Just fuck me hard, I say into the mattress. And, oh, do you ever... I know you. I know how much you've been wanting me today. Your shaft is like a rhythmic piston. It pounds in, pulls out, and pounds back in again and again. I lose track of time, but I know that you and I, together, we fill the room with loud exclamations of ecstasy. Now, I wonder if our voices are echoing down the quiet hallway. Can they hear us in the bar in the kitchen? I hope so. With one of your hands still holding my head down, I feel the other reach for my pussy, finding my clit. Your finger circles it perfectly. Your hard cock and fingers give me all I need to reach the edge. The sound of your hips slapping into my ass join the cacophony of our moans. You know it, and I know it. We're both about to come. Where do you want it? You ask. You always ask, and I always tell you. Gasping for air, fistfuls of bedsheets in my hands, my head still pressed into the mattress, I say, fuck it into me, baby. Shoot it deep, then fuck it in even deeper. And you do. Oh, fuck, you do. We cross over the edge, calling out each other's names, lacing phrases together. Oh, fuck, mother of God and holy fucking shit, just to name a few. Then you let go of my hair. You take your hand off my drenched pussy and treat me like a woman ought to be treated. You help me into bed, putting my head on the pillow and handing me my scrunchie. After pulling the sheets up over my shoulders, you slip into bed next to me, and we get into our familiar semi-spoon position. My head on your shoulder and my thigh over your hips. I hear you sigh and say, this is heaven. I revel in all the feels as you caress my arm and thigh, tracing the outline of my tattoos, kissing the top of my head. Damn, that felt fucking good. A 5-star performance, B. And you kiss the top of my head again. But this is like heaven. I trace my fingertips along your belly and up to your face, then back down to your thighs. This bed is so soft. These sheets are amazing. I've never felt anything like them before. Your hands and kisses, it all really does feel heavenly. I say softly in my freshly fucked, sleepy voice. I can't believe we've only just arrived and have all holiday weekend ahead of us. That's right, you say. Just you, me, the sea, the rain, this bed, and whatever tomorrow might bring. Let's see what tomorrow brings, but for now, just hold me.